It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, you ready to go, you dumb slut?
Yeah. Who are you talking to, me?
Talking to you, Hunter.
Oh, I thought you was, you know, considering it was Mother's Day, I thought you were talking about your mother, but...
I was talking about your mom. No, your mother!
My mom's your mother.
You know, my dad's foot's bigger than your dad's foot.
All right. Well, no, it's Friday. So in true Friday fashion on the Plan B After Show podcast, it's five facts, five opinions. I love this topic when we do this, man. It's just fun. I learn a lot. And we also bullshit a lot, and it's fun.
It's a lot of fun. It is a good time.
So you ready to get to it?
Let's get to it.
Five facts, five opinions. Fact number one, you've heard the phrase, sail the seven seas. But what are the seven seas? Do you know, Hunter?
Yes, the Red Sea, the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic, the Indian Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, and Lake Erie.
You know what? You got a couple of them right. Yeah. So the list has changed over time, but the modern definition is North Atlantic, South Atlantic, North Pacific, South Pacific, Arctic, and Southern and Indian.
Huh.
Yeah,
Indians. I didn't know they split the Pacific and the.
I didn't either. As they counted, wouldn't that just be one?
Yeah, I thought that was all just one.
Did they change
that since we've been in school?
I don't think so.
Because there's not. It doesn't say North Pacific on the map.
I think it does.
Does it really?
Here's the thing is, and I will be the first to admit it. I know so little about the oceans. I couldn't tell you where. I always get confused. What Pacific is?
Well, in actuality, nobody can say they know a lot about the ocean.
That's true.
We only know like 11%. We have only discovered.
But like even knowing where they're at, though, like so Pacific is the west, right? Yeah, because we're on Eastern Standard Time, and then you have Pacific Standard Time. So that's the west.
Yep.
And then what's
the Atlantic on the east?
Is that the east?
Gulf is by Florida. Obviously.
Yeah, that's the Gulf of Mexico.
Indian Ocean's over by Africa, right?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I think it's by India. Wouldn't it be by India? Here, you know what?
You'd think.
Ocean map.
The Arctic is south, right?
We're gonna figure this out right now, buddy. We're going to figure this out right now, man.
A bunch of morons. There's like two.
So North Pacific is up here by us.
Yeah.
South Pacific, down here, South America. South Atlantic, North Atlantic. Okay, so there's those two. Indian Ocean is down here between Africa, Australia.
See, I'm smart. I know.
Why would they call it the Pacific Ocean is, okay, over there. Arctic is way up on top.
Oh, it's on top.
On top.
Yeah.
And then you have the Southern Ocean down here.
That's what just Southern Ocean. That's what they call it.
Yeah, yeah, just the Southern Ocean.
You know the Southern Ocean.
Yeah, the Southern,
the one that's down south.
But why wouldn't the Arctic be down here?
Yeah, I guess it could be both.
I don't know. Then you have Hudson Bay, Gulf of Alaska, the Bering Sea, Chechki Sea, the Burpee Sea, Mediterranean Sea.
Apparently, we didn't pay attention in geography.
It's just there's so many, dude.
There is.
God. Anyway.
Honestly, it would take me a second to put together all the states.
I know more about the Great Lakes than I do about the oceans.
Because they're so great.
I'd like to sail the Great Lakes.
Would you?
Like all of them. I think that'd be fun. Like be do sweet. like a full trip of all of them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that'd be pretty cool. Don't they do like cruises on the Great Lakes? I've been on a couple of ferries.
They do. I know there's a ferry that goes across the lake to Chicago.
Oh, yeah. I've done that. Well, from Ludington over. And then there's another one from New Buffalo over?
I think so.
Ludington goes over to a little bit more north.
I think you're right, New Buffalo. I think you're right.
And that one's like a quick one. That's like an hour and a half or something like that. That one from Ludington over to, Minocqua, I think, or something like that? It's like 4.5 hours. It is not cheap.
Really?
It is not cheap, no. Especially if you got a car.
Step on it.
Yeah,
let's
come on.
Go.
All right. Fact number two, opinion number two. From 1993 to 1995, there were American teams in the Canadian Football League. One of them was the Baltimore Stallions, and they actually won the championship in 1995.
Yes.
But they didn't sell many tickets, and all seven teams were disbanded in 1996. I love that we had an American team win the Canadian Football League championship.
We just love stealing stuff. We steal holidays. We steal
leagues.
Well,
technically, I think they stole that from us. We just then added our teams to it.
Touche.
Yeah.
Touche.
Canada's got their hockey. We got football.
Yep.
I'm surprised that there's not more into the Canadian Football League.
You know, Canadian Football League. I almost played a year in Canadian Football League. I'm serious.
Yeah.
When I played that semi.
I wasn't going to question you. I'm serious. Swear to God.
Oh, I was waiting for you.
I swear to God.
Ah, bullshit.
No, you didn't.
I played that year of semi pro ball, and they came. Canadian team came down, and we made it to the championship game in Chicago, and they were recruiting a few guys. And one of the guys came and talked to me, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, it didn't go anything past that. Yeah. But there were a few guys from that league who actually played in the Canadian League and then went on to play in the NFL.
Wasn't Johnny Football?
He was, I believe.
Was he supposed to play? And I don't think he ended up.
He did. Nobody really, I don't know if they released it or not, but something happened. He what's the word? Contract. He
voided his contract.
Voided his contract, yeah. or you know, whatever that word is. And they wouldn't tell him what he did.
I bet you it was
sounded
drugs.
Like cocaine.
I bet you it was cocaine.
You know,
sweet, sweet Colombian band.
And they're like, dude, you're banned. You're out. You're not coming back to the Canadian
Which,
league.
You know what? First of all, Canadians love everybody. So to get kicked out of their league, you're doing. There was a guy, one of the players. You see that video of that guy? He pulled a beer out from behind the goalpost and chugged the beer during the game.
Yeah. Yeah, and so they're like, oh, okay.
They keep him in. So, you know that what's it? Johnny Manziel. Uh-huh. What a waste,
dude.
What a douchebag.
Dude, how many different leagues can he go through?
Yeah,
you know,
you were given an amazing athletic gift.
Get it?
And you just blew it.
Together, I think he's made of money though, so he doesn't really care.
Well, I heard his parents were pretty loaded. So there you go. That's the problem. He's an affluent kid that never had to work for anything.
Yeah, yeah.
A football star, got given everything. Yeah. Ugh.
If you've ever seen any, I think it was Instagram videos or whatever. Ugh, the dude's just
douche.
He's throwing money around like a douchebag.
Yeah, just a douche. Well, he is a douchebag. You can just tell. And unfortunately, I don't think there's any changing for him because he grew up that way. He grew up getting anything he wanted, and whether it was cars or girls or everything, just handed to him. And it shows. It shows.
If he ever
by
does
character.
Change, it's fake.
It's got to be.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Yeah. Well, he tried to. He was like, oh, no, I'm changed. And he was going to go to the Canadian Football League and then come back to the pros. And it's like, nope.
How'd that work out?
You blew it, you moron. Mm-hmm. You got kicked out of the nicest football league ever.
Mm-hmm.
For God's sakes. Anyway, fact number three. You ready?
I'm ready.
Steven Spielberg, one of my favorites. I love Spielberg, man. His career was launched when he directed the first episode of the TV show Columbo in 1971.
Really?
Spielberg directed the first episode of Columbo.
Well, what's Columbo again?
Columbo was the detective. It was Detective Columbo.
Oh, okay.
I think it was Wagner. Was it? God.
Columbo. If it's not on MeTV, I don't know.
It is on MeTV. Yep. My dad always hates that show because he's like, oh, that Columbo's such an idiot. He's supposed to be like this bumbling kind of detective, but he always ends up figuring it out.
Like a Mr. Bean almost?
Kind of, not quite so slapsticky, but he was kind of like this bumbling, kind of all over. He always wore the trench coat. Uh-huh. He always had that on. He was a homicide detective. Who did it star? Peter Falk, that's it. Nice. Peter Falk was the guy who starred. Peter Falk was in, The Princess Bride, guy who reads the story.
Yeah. Okay.
That's Peter Falk.
All right.
So there you go.
I enjoy watching those old shows.
I do, too.
I kind of put myself in that time era.
Yeah.
You know, and it's fun looking at, background stuff, fridges and, the stuff that they used back then. And the way that they talked, too, it was
yeah,
fantastic.
It was different. It was a different
style. Time.
So there.
I've been watching a lot of Twilight Zone lately. The old 1950s.
The old one? Yeah, yeah.
And, man, some of the stuff, you're just like, oh, that is so 50s. Just the way they, their slang and, it's so cheeky and cheesy.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, why can't I think of it?
And some of the
Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
There's something on the wing. Why can't I think of his name?
William Shatner.
Yeah. He was on there. He got his start as a young actor on there. He did that episode.
Yeah.
So
There's something on the wing. It's fun to watch, man. Putting yourself in that time. And just the uniforms too. The dresses they wear and just the attire. It's God, it's so old school.
Different time, man. Different time, different place. But I still think it's interesting that we were still in a time and place where entertainment was still valued. You know, that was a big deal. I mean, people getting TVs, people going to the movie theaters. Yeah. And I know now we're like breaking box office records. And again, it's all relative because there's more people now going to these movies. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you think about going back then, man, they used to go to the movie theaters and watch like a film from like World War II. They mm-hmm. were watching like stuff filmed for there.
Yeah.
Crazy,
it's
man.
It's just crazy to think about.
Yep.
And the guys look different, too.
Yeah.
You can tell that they, you know, hardworking dudes.
Yeah.
They busted their ass since they were like 10, and it shows.
There's a new one that I want to see. Speaking of, we're getting off topic here, but there's this new one called They Will Not Grow Old. Have you seen that?
I have.
They will not grow old. Yeah. So They Will Not Grow Old is a colorized, They Shall Not Grow Old. It's a documentary about World War I, and it's a colorized footage from World War One,
yeah.
the Great War.
Yeah.
And dude, it's just so depressing.
History does that a lot. It'll Man. Do like World War One in color.
Yeah.
You watch that and I can't believe it. First off, I can't believe it was only what, 70 years ago?
Well, World War One ended in 19. God damn, was it 19. I should know this.
It was 100 years ago. Little under.
Yeah. To 1918. So
about 100 years.
Yep. So, yeah, and that's why it was released, because it's celebrating the centennial of the end of World War One.
Wow.
So 1914 to 19. You think about it. It doesn't seem that long ago, but, dude, it was 100 years ago. There's no one left that fought in that war that's still alive
just
to this day.
Just watching that, man, and just trying to wrap my brain around the mind frame of these people in that situation, and just
there's a really cool photo of a Civil War veteran standing next to a plane, either for World War II or World War One. Isn't that nuts? So a guy that fought in the Civil War is a picture taken with a fighter plane.
For World War One.
I think World War One or World War Two. I don't want to misquote, but either way.
Well, it's got to be World War
One. It's this
old
guy,
right?
With this big long beard, and it's like, dude, that guy fought in the Civil War.
Yeah.
What?
To pictures like that blow my mind.
They blow your mind.
It's a stamp in time, and you get to see it.
Yep.
It's just crazy.
And it's just us trying to wrap our minds around that time frame. I don't know. It's nuts. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we started talking about Steven Spielberg.
Please don't ever let that happen again.
I don't think it
Anything
will.
Anything close.
We're too far. I'm not saying that they weren't advanced back then, but it's having a civil war. The country the government would never allow that to happen.
It was the bloodiest war, wasn't it?
In U.S. history, yeah, more people died in the Civil War than I believe in World War One and World War Two combined.
Jeez,
isn't that nuts? Isn't that bananas?
Yeah, can't we all just get along?
All right, fact number four. We totally got off on a tangent. We started talking about Spielberg and Columbo, and then we ended on the Civil War. let's see here. The word mortgage is a combination of two old French words, mort and gage, which literally translates to death pledge. You and I are both homeowners.
Yeah,
we
just
both
had
have
to pay
a mortgage.
Mine yesterday.
I paid mine. I always try and get mine before the first. I even though I have a window, I always like getting mine paid as soon as possible. Usually it's on the last paycheck of the month. I'll pay the mortgage for the next month. Mm-hmm. But it is a very interesting thing. When you think about a mortgage, it's 30 years. Usually it's a 30-year mortgage. Mm-hmm. You are buying the thing. Now, you and I are pretty lucky in a sense. You know, we were able to buy young. Mm-hmm. And by the time I'm 60, this house should be paid off if I stay in it, which isn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be retired hopefully by that point.
And that house
or
will
close
be yours.
To, and it'll be yours. And you don't owe anything. But that's 30 years. You're paying something for 30 years.
Paying it off, man.
That's weird.
Paying it off. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And it's a house that, yeah, you don't even know if you're going to stay in for 30 years.
Yep.
You know?
See, the house that we had in Springfield that Kiki and I, whatever her goddamn name is, we sold that one, and we sold it for a loss. That sucked. And that can happen.
And it's like you put effort towards it, you repair it, and then you lose money on it. It sucks.
You know, it all depends on the market, the housing market. Luckily, this one that we have, we got a great deal on it. And
hopefully nothing like 2007 happens again.
And it very well could. You're almost better off, though, already having the home mm-hmm. before the bubble bursts, and then you just you hold out. It's not like my mortgage is going to change. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a fixed rate. I'll be fine there yeah. as long as I got my job. That's the hard part is, you know, if you lose your job and then you can't pay that mortgage, and you're screwed.
Yeah. Could but, you live off the grid?
Oh, God, yeah. I'd love to. Yeah. I'd love. That's a dream of mine, buddy.
That's a vacation. Now,
and I want to say, too, like, I'm not saying, like, I love the internet. I love all that. It's great. I could live off the grid in a sense of you could put me in a cabin in the woods. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I still enjoy. I'd like to have power, whether it's solar power or some kind. I could do that.
It's nice to have.
I could do that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But a handkerchief and a stick, eh.
Yeah, that's a little much. I mean, it's like, okay, I see some of these people like, oh, yeah, I'm off the grid. I got all this recycled water and, you know, it's solar power. And it's like, what for right
see,
now?
I think
if you don't have to.
I think the hardest part about the handkerchief and stick kind of a way is you know what it's like the other way.
Yeah.
You know what it's like to have power. You know what it's like to have a clean shower and, you know.
That's a big thing for me is I think I could get by with all the other stuff if I was able to have a shower. Mm-hmm. A shower and some place to clean up. Because I'm the same way with camping. I'm the kind of guy that I love camping. Yeah. I love getting dirty. But what's nice is going to bed clean. And so my big thing is I pretty much shower every chance I get. Or I'll get in the water with some biodegradable soap and I'll clean myself.
Say, could you technically shower in Lake Michigan?
As long as you're not like using like regular like Dove soap.
What, like they frown upon that?
Well, yeah, because it's chemicals that you're putting in the water. Right. Like me, I have camping soap. It's biodegradable soap. Right. Basically, it's just all natural stuff that, or you just, you don't even need soap. You just kind of
Could you
clean.
Really get in trouble for that, you think?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm not sure on the rules of it.
Like you're butt-ass naked in Lake Michigan, a cop walks up. Is that biodegradable soap?
And they could probably if they wanted to.
You're going to jail!
Because you probably just get a fine. I don't think you're going to jail. But yeah, so everyone, I implore you, if you're camping, get biodegradable. Get in nature safe soap. They have it. It's not expensive.
Rock's like, don't kill my fish.
Yeah. Well, that's a big thing is you're going in there, you're washing oils and chemicals and fragrances into the water. That's not good.
Where'd you get all these fish? Yeah. I don't know. They just started floating up next to me.
Popping up. Oh, fish. Ooh. Nice. Ooh, piece of fish. Ooh, piece of fish. Anyway, there you go. So how do we get? God, we've been going off on tangents.
No idea.
Lastly, here you go. Fact number five, opinion number five. Gwen Stefani's brother, Eric was one of the founders of No Doubt, but he left in 1994 to become an animator on The Simpsons.
I don't know what No Doubt is.
No Doubt. I'm just a girl. The band? Walking in a spider web. You know No Doubt. Shut up. Yes, All right. Here we go. Hold on, everybody. We're going to listen to some No Doubt.
Ain't nobody here
you
by
know.
The name of Hunter that knows no damn dope, No Doubt.
It's probably one of your favorite bands, and you just
ain't
don't.
No Doubt.
Here we go.
My playlist.
Oh, yeah, don't speak, I know what you... Dude, now you're just being an idiot. You know this song. Come on. Once I get... Oh, there we go.
You're playing it over here.
Yeah, over air. Here we go. You're going to know this song. Once it goes... I wonder if we have to pay rights for this. You know this song. God, I love Gwen Stefani.
Get to the hood.
Where's it at? Don't tell because it hurts.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, you know that one.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
No
Doubt. They had the spider web.
Mo.
No Doubt, spider web. No Doubt, spider webs.
Did they do a cover to that song? Is there a different version to that song?
I'm sure. Oh, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people did. Here we go. This is a great song. You know this song. Yes, you do. There's no way.
Nope.
I guarantee you've heard it. You know it.
Nope.
You know what it's Hunter's favorite. You got a No Doubt tramp stamp,
nope.
don't you?
Nope.
You got a No Doubt tramp stamp, and you're just not admitting it.
You know what? I have never heard that song in my life.
Oh my God! Yes,
there's no way.
You ever been to a mall? You ever watched a movie? It's in there. Any movie from the '90s had that.
I don't know.
I guarantee it.
You know, I've played a lot of music in my time.
And you know what? For being a DJ and you don't know that song,
No Doubt.
You suck.
Shut up. Come on.
When you're '90s night, you didn't play any No Doubt.
No.
God, no wonder people left.
No Doubt.
I'm never gonna hire you for a DJ. Terrible.
Well, thanks. That really helps me out.
There you go. Hunter sucks. Add it to your '90s stuff now.
Oh God.
Anyway, okay, that's gonna do it. Perfect. We're ever sitting there just scrolling through music at the end. The worst. All right, that's five facts, five opinions. Hopefully you learned something. You probably didn't. And that's going to wrap it up for the Plan B After Show podcast. Don't forget to explore more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found the podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
Boom.
And go listen to some No Doubt, for God's sakes. No Doubt. No Doubt.